Under communism, being gay or lesbian was essentially taboo. Homosexuality was decriminalised in the former Czechoslovakia from 1962, a lot earlier than in many West European countries. But attitudes did not change as a result. Jana Kocianova, born in 1948 and now in her 70s, had to keep the fact she was a lesbian secret throughout her school days and through much of her working life. She was eventually found out and sacked from her post at Prague City Hall. But in some sense, that was a boon, because she didn't have to keep the secret anymore. In this first of a two-part series, we talked to Jana Kocianova about her secret life and times. The first question was whether decriminalisation of homosexuality actually made any difference at all.
I, for a long time, didn't know if it already was decriminalised, but it doesn't change anything, because as you recognized, you are different. It means gay, lesbian, or something like this. You knew in the society we had here, in the totality, you have keep it as a secret. You have to hide yourself, because there was the danger of you can't study, you can later on lose the job, any kind of discrimination. It was really the most terrible, horrible feeling for me was to live in lie, practically, because I hate lie at all, and I had to pretend to myself I am just normal, but it was quite stressful, very stressful. And then I told to myself I must hit it somewhere, somehow, like in sport, first of all. And when we are sportsmen, you can walk like a man, for example, or something like this. And secondly, this was the only possibility, the only way to go abroad, to come to Western.
You played table tennis for Czechoslovakia.
Yes, I love most tennis, but I come from very, very poor family, respectively. I had soon no parents, so the table tennis was the choice, the way for me. And even with 15, 16, I already was in representative team, in Czechoslovakian team. And so we went very soon to Austria, for example, and other places, Germany, Belgium, and so on. And the nice thing was it was such something like reciprocity. So we went to a foreign club, or to an international tournament in Austria, Germany, anywhere. And then the team from there came to Prague, for example. And of course, our shock, in the right word sense, abroad, where the shop windows were full of any kind of, I don't know, shoes or clothes. Because in our country, you really, when you wanted to have a wash machine or even TV, so you had not ask where I buy it. You couldn't buy it. You had to ask yourself which friend has the possibility, the opportunity. It means something like corruption, of course.
And the atmosphere abroad, was it much more liberal? You were still in the team, so you still had to keep your secret, but did you think that the atmosphere in most countries in Europe, Western Europe, was more liberal or not? Or
I can't say so. Even when I mentioned Austria, the people are very puritanical first. And even in West Germany, I had a friend in West Germany as well as from Austria, and she was working at a school, and she had also to keep secret who she was a lesbian. So I, these years, so 60s, 70s, there was in this way, in this case, practically no difference. But secondly, I couldn't even in my team be open, because always, everywhere, I had to play this game. I am normal. And only then it was more and more stupid and sad and bad, because as I was between 20, 30, all colleagues or everywhere have asked me, why are you not married? Why don't you have children? You are not so ugly that you can't find a man. I could find men enough, but of course... So it was very unpleasant, all these questions as well.
Were there any friends? Was there anyone you could talk to at all?
Or yes. Fortunately, I must really say, fortunately, I met a friend, respectively, not girlfriend, but an older woman, very popular actor and singer. And she brought me in a milieu of these artists, directors, theater directors, film directors, actors, painters, and so on. And in this milieu, there was much easier to be gay. For instance, gay, they were practically beginning with ballet and so on. There was nobody who would say, I don't like. Yes, it was just super, super. It was, I felt safety in this community, I can say. And the more bad was then next morning to come to the job and pretend again I'm just a lady, you know.
But were there any places you could go? There were some gay bars. They did exist, no, in the 60s?
Yeah. Yes, you are right. I must even say, correct myself, in Eastern Germany, they were already that time, so 70s, gay clubs. And I had many friends there, and we could go with them to a disco for dancing, and there was no problem to dance with a girl with girl and boy with boy. So in this Deutsche Democratic Republic, it was quite... better, much better.
But Prague had a few gay bars at the time.
Free. Exactly, free. Tea club, walk, and still one more. And you had to have a gay friend. Otherwise, you couldn't enter such bar. But it was nice time there.
And what was the attitude of the police, the STB, to people, that they kept lists of people who were gay, didn't they?
You know the word KGB, but in STB. our county, STB. STB used, they had a list who is gay, for example, and they pressed those boys and men for cooperation, otherwise they threatened them, and it happened that they could lose the job, or were fired from high school, for example. The police even beaten them. In such a party I had with this culture people, our friend, gay boy, who was very, very handsome, you know, so blonde hair, very beautiful boy, and he came full of blood to our party. He only walked on the street, and the police came and beaten him, so without any reason, you know. This was a terrible time.
But were the court cases, or were the would they? I mean, it wasn't. It was decriminalized, so the police just abused their power.
They only simply said, "You are abusing the public morality." So nobody of us, gay or lesbian, could go hand by hand or even kiss each other, absolutely. But this friend of mine, he only walked and he was looking absolutely like gay. And these boys mostly wore some black clothes and so, and his blonde hair. But the reason of many others was this abusing public morality, and it meant you are different, you must go to prison, really.
And they were sent to prison, some, or?
No, not to prison, but they had problems with them. You know, and even they, these 24 hours, 24 hours or 48 hours in police was normal. Mm-hmm. Yeah.